From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Hello, neighbors. Good evening to you. This is Mike Patrick sitting in Grand Country's vault of classic country music. And he shows up here every week.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Hagee.
I just kind of hang out on the sidewalk and then just come on in.
Slides down the pole here.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jamie, and we hope you've had a great weekend. And you're ready to kick back, enjoy some great classic country music.
That's right. As always, we will let you decide. Tonight's lineup includes these names: Buck Owens, Dave Dudley, Kenny Rogers, Clay Cooper, Ricky Skaggs, and a gospel song from our very own quartet, New South.
Mm-hmm. And our featured artist of the week is the country group Ricochet.
Got to see them once in concert. We'll talk about that. And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the third show to start here in town, the Plummer Family Country Music Show.
Starting off tonight, though, we're going to have a song recorded by Mr. Buck Owens.
And talk about a real country legend. Buck recorded this song in 1954, and this song has been recorded by many other country artists, including Dave Dudley, Conway Twitty, Boxcar Willie, Willie Nelson, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, we have a Buck Owens version from 65. Here's Buck with Truck Driving Man.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas. It was a little place called Hamburg-Dan. And I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck-driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man. The waitress just brought me some coffee. I thanked her but called her again. I said that old song should have spit in me, 'cause I'm a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man. Aboard my old semi, and then like a flash I was gone. I got them old truck wheels rolling, I'm on my way to San Antone. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a jukebox and play the truck driving man, and play the truck driving man.
I don't even know what I'm looking forward to, 'cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, that ocean rolls are slow. Hey, yeah, and there's a waiting in Memphis and a Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in
up from where I sit. I don't believe you'd say I'm a waste of mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy. And if you think I'm a losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby. She's waiting back home for me. But there are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee. And six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss dealing.
Our second song there in our truck driving medley, also from 1965, that was Dave Dudley and Truck Driving Son of a Gun.
We have to pause here for a couple of minutes for some words from our sponsors, but you're going to want to stay with us from our upcoming segment. We're going to keep on trucking, Mike. We're going to feature our spotlight artist of the week, Ricochet.
Put the metal to the pedal, or put the pedal to the metal. Mm-hmm. Keep on trucking. It'll all be right here on Grand Country Rewind.
Come on back, Tinker.
When you're ready for authentic country music, look no further than the Down Home Country Show. Branson's Entertainer of the Year, Jamie Hagee, is the best at bringing country music to life. You'll love Branson's Fiddle Player of the Year, Melody Hart. Comedian of the Year, Jared Doherty, will keep you in tears. Enjoy all of the songs that make you fall in love with country music. Showtime is 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Don't miss Branson's number one country show, Down Home Country, starring Jamie Hagee, Melody Hart, Jared Doherty, and the Grand Band. This show brings to life the music you will never forget. April 23rd through May 4th, residents of Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas can come see Down Home Country for a special $5 area appreciation rate. For reservations, call up the folks at Grand Country, 417-335-2484. Showtime is 10 a.m., and we hope to see you there.
A dynamite kisser, country as a turnip green.
from April of 1996. That was Heath Wright of Ricochet, their number one hit song, Daddy's Money.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This segment is our Spotlight Artist Moment. We feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music, and we'll give you a history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, it's the country band Ricochet.
Ricochet was founded in 1993 by brothers Jeff and Junior Bryant, who at the time were members of a band called Lariat, in which Jeff played drums and Junior played fiddle and mandolin. The two brothers had invited lead singer Heath Wright to join Lariat, and although other members of the Lariat disbanded not long after that, the Bryant brothers and the Wrights decided to form a new group known as Ricochet.
The three members held auditions to recruit additional members, finalizing in 1994 with a six-piece lineup. Under this lineup, Ricochet toured throughout the southern United States, where they soon became known for their high-energy mainstream country music sound. They often spent their downtime rehearsing and writing songs.
Ricochet's first album was released in 1996. The song, What Do I Know, served as its lead-off single and was a top 10 hit on the Billboard country music charts. It was followed by Daddy's Money, which was their only number one hit song, and Love is Stronger Than Pride, also a top 10.
The album remained on the top country albums charts for more than a year and was certified gold in the United States. Ricochet's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner charted at number 58, the only country version of the national anthem to ever do so.
Wow, that's cool. I'm going to listen. I'm not sure if I've ever heard that one.
I'm not sure.
It was in 2012 Ricochet released 15 Years and Counting, and it's a compilation of hits, fan favorites, and newly recorded material.
We mentioned Heath Wright earlier. You can see him performing here in Branson these days as a headliner in the Raiding the Country Vault show at the Starlight Theater. If you haven't seen that show, you need to. It's awfully good.
I just saw it a couple weeks ago. It's a great show. Heath Wright's a great addition to that cast, as well as Eric Heatherly. Mm-hmm. Now, Eric had the remake on Flowers on the Wall, if you remember that, a few years ago.
Yep.
We're going to play a couple songs from our feature group. We start with my pick, What Do I Know, which is number five for them in 1996.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, Love is Stronger Than Pride, from 96 as well.
Here's our featured artist this week, Ricochet.
I've been around, I've seen it all. Love is a chain around your heart that holds you down. You're better off running away before it starts. I wanted to chase my dreams. I thought freedom meant what I've done. I built a wall in between me and happiness. I had the answers, I made the rules, and I thought I had no. Thank you. your mama and she said don't call you. Talk to your best friend and she said no need to. But I had to tell you, I hate how I hurt you. Now I know how bad I hurt me too. If I gotta get down on my knees tonight, I'll do it. If you wanna see me cry, then baby, let's get to it. If I gotta beg and plead to make you see I need you in my life, well, love is stronger than pride. I got no right to ask you to forgive me, but I got no choice, 'cause it's about to kill me. Well, I've been headstrong, and I was dead wrong. And 1 minute more without you's just too long. If I gotta get down on my knees tonight, I'll do it. If you wanna see me cry, then baby, let's get to it. If I gotta beg and plead to make you see I need you in my life, well, love is stronger than pride. If I
that was our featured artist this week, country group Ricochet.
Coming up next, we have Kenny Rogers, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's third founding show, the Plummer Family Country Music Show.
Absolutely. Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Heaston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. Glenn's Frozen Custard has been serving delicious frozen custard in Branson for years. Made fresh all day, this tasty treat is simply the finest frozen dessert available today. Glenn's Frozen Custard is the greatest ice cream you've ever tasted, only better. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby.
take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. Oh, for God's sakes, turn around.
That was Kenny Rogers from 1969 with Ruby.
Hi, everybody. This is Randy Plummer from the Plummer Family Country Music Show. You're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It is time for Vintage Branson. Each week, we'd like to salute one of the first 10 founding shows in town. This week, we honor the Plummer Family Country Music Show.
That's right. The Plummer Family opened Branson's third theater in 1973 and performed at that location for 19 years before their retirement in 1989. And did you know? The first appearance of Jim Dandy was on the Plummer Family Country Music Show.
Is that the year they closed?
Not long after that.
It all started when the Plummer family visited Branson in 1971 on a vacation with friends and fell in love with the area. In 1972, they bought a theater on the now famous 76 Country Boulevard and started the Plummer Family Country Music Show in May 1973, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Although they retired in 1989, Randy continues to perform each and every day. You can see him with James Garrett shows at the IMAX Little Opry. And you can keep up with Randy at his website, randyplummer.com.
Mm-hmm. Now here's a great song from the Plummer Family Country Music Show.
Yes, the door is always open.
Picture in the paper, and to see you married good, and I know that he can give you all the things I never could.
But you know that he won't give me what I need most of all.
Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall.
Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. And you know that I'll be waiting when you finally come to call.
When the night falls on that mansion, when you're lying in his bed, when he begs for your attention, will you think of me instead?
And when he reaches out to touch me, will my face turn toward the wall?
Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on.
That was Branson's third founding show, the Plummer Family Country Music Show, with this week's Vintage Branson moment. We believe that was maybe Terry Mays, their guitar player, singing the lead there, mm-hmm. and Melody Plummer.
That's right.
Yep.
Time to pay the bills. Stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South. Featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike and myself, along with this week's very special guest stars, the cast of New Jersey Nights. All coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country. Each week, we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from one of the Branson Country USAs in the past.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we feature one of Branson's favorite performers. We're talking about Clay Cooper. Originally from Wiley, Texas, Clay's Branson career began right here at Grand Country when he started performing with the Texas Gold Miners.
He was just a little bitty boy right then, mm-hmm. playing bass and singing country music. Clay has a great show. In fact, he's got a brand new show this year, all new show. You check him out, call his box office at 417-332-2529. Or visit his website, claycooper.com.
This cut takes us back to February 19th, 2016. My old buddy, we do a little demolition derby once in a while, Clay and I do.
Rough up the cars, don't you?
That's right. Here he is with a Waylon Jennings 1974 hit, Rainy Day Woman.
Someone to blame. If it ain't one thing, it's another one on the way. Woke up this morning to the sunshine. Sure as hell looks just like rain. I know where to go on a cloudy day. Oh, rainy day woman. Never seem to see you for the good times or the sunshine.
That's a good man.
Woo!
It's time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
We're laughing, folks, and just things we can't tell you yet.
No, but we'll tease it at the end of the show because, you know, that's what we do.
It'll be some explosive news.
Yes, it will be. TNT-like.
Absolutely.
One may say it.
Josh Clark's in the vault of classic country music, the man in the know, the man with his finger on the pulse of entertainment in Branson, Missouri.
Well, I'll tell you what, son. The entertainment in Branson was centered at the Grand Country Music Hall for old JC this past week because I saw not one, but two shows here at this fine establishment. And before we get to those, I also got to see something that a whole lot of folks have never seen before. Well, outside probably Monroe, Louisiana. And that was Uncle Si Robertson from Duck Dynasty getting on your stage and singing a Merle Haggard tune. I mean, that, it was awesome, man. It was, you know, and you could tell he was nervous. And after he got that first verse out of the way, he kind of lost his way. Yeah. And as soon as the band started singing, boy, he jumped in and he did a good job, man.
That's awesome. Really cool. I heard Larry Allred put him on the spot. Larry's good at that.
He called him out. he sure did. Speaking of Larry Allred and Uncle Si.
Yeah.
So when I came to see the Down Home Country show, my lady friend, Branson's Female Vocalist of the Year, Carrie Garrison, came along with me. And I tell you what, Mike, between Uncle Si and Larry Allred, I was on high alert for keeping my woman out of trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time I turned around, either Si or Larry was talking to Carrie.
Well, she's a looker.
Well, she is.
She is a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Talented.
Yeah, super talented.
What is she doing with you, buddy?
Dude, I mean, I outkicked my coverage, I believe, is the football way that we say that. But, no, it was a great time. Si and Lulu and Billy Yates came to see Down Home.
Who says Lulu? That is Lulu Roman.
Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. I mean, dude, you got to love Lulu. And we'll start it at Down Home, man.
Okay.
Dude, awesome. It might be my favorite of the Down Home shows that I've seen.
Thank you for saying that. I feel the same way.
Dude, it's awesome.
You know, that's the show's run for a long time, and there's been different variations, and they've got the right combination.
They really do. And Jarrett's really funny. His new material's really good. And, man, Jamie and Melody just absolutely kill it. And another thing that I really dug about the Down Home show is that the boys in the band get to come out and do a little bit more
absolutely.
This year. And that's awesome. You know, Rob gets stuck behind that drum kit a lot, but he's fantastic, man. Anytime he opens up his mouth, it's just bam.
He's got a couple great songs this year. Act Naturally.
Yep.
I Ain't Never.
Yeah.
We do a Mel Tillis tribute to the show.
Yeah. Just good times, man. I really enjoyed it. And speaking of enjoyment, oh, aren't y'all doing Area Appreciation?
Yeah, Area Appreciation Down Home Country every morning, 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. That is through May 3rd.
May 3rd, that's
right.
We got
a $5 ticket for our local residents.
Awesome. Y'all get out and see it cheap at five times the price. Also saw Comedy Jamboree.
Yeah.
Now, my biggest complaint, and it's not really a complaint as much as, like, I want more comedy. That show needs to be, like, 3 hours long so you can get everything that you need in. I mean, Andy and Shannon and Justin, you can tell that they're really starting to hit their stride.
The well-oiled machine right now.
They really are. And not only that, Mike, but, like, I know those guys. So seeing the trust that they have in each other, because you can totally tell when they're tickled and when they're really tickled, you know.
And you know that's a great word. You know, with a comedian, with like Jamie Hagee, he and I stuff, you know, there's so much trust because you can get on a limb and know that, you know, your partner there's not going to let you fall off that.
Right,
and that's so important with comedy.
Yeah, and you can tell when Andy knows where he's going and the other guys are like, oh, where's this going to go, you know. And then, you know, you add the awesomeness there again of the boys in the band and the Jamboree singers. Just awesome, man.
Well,
thank you. Just a really great time, man. Like, I cried a couple times. I was laughing so hard, which is like, that's a ringing endorsement from me. So Comedy Jamboree and Down Home Country. Speaking of Down Home Country, before we move on, the new video this year in Down Home Country,
the song is Golden Rings, the famous George Jones Tammy Wynette duet,
and it is awesome. Okay, but again, I will ask you, Mike Patrick, producer, general manager extraordinaire, when will we get the Larry Allred Greatest Video DVD? When? I want it. I need it.
It is coming. Oh,
thank you.
We just got to sit down and put it together.
He's got to have enough now to have
He's got enough to sell.
And they're all, man, and they're just laced with the end jokes and the subtlety of the humor. Like, I see where the laugh is. I'm like, oh, ha-ha, there's a laugh, and then there's something else that adds. Man, it's so good. It's so funny.
And I will tell you, you know, Larry, Larry's a very unique character. He comes off sometimes
like he doesn't know what's going on. Uh-huh. And I know Larry very well, and I can't tell you whether it's an act or whether it's a truth. It's either really, really stupid or he's that brilliant.
Yeah,
and we don't know.
I'm starting to lean, the more I spend with him, time with him, I'm starting to lean towards the brilliant side. I really am. Like, his genius is so far beyond us, yeah. He's misunderstood.
He captures a lot of stuff. And, you know, talk about Larry. Let's get a selfish plug in here. 5:30 on Saturdays. He has his own little band called What For?
With a question mark. What For?
Yeah. That's how you leave there.
F-O-U-R. Yes.
But the Outback Pub's right across the street from mm-hmm. Grand Country. It's kind of our Tootsies, really.
Yeah.
But he really plays there Saturday night, 5:30 to 7. Rob's there on vocals and some percussion. Mark Winking. Grant Moody mm-hmm. now. And people set in from now on time. Yeah, Kay's on there with the old tambo.
Yeah, you never know who's going to show up. And they do songs, you know, they have sing-alongs. And it's fun, man. They
it's
have
a
their
fun and great food.
Yeah. Oh, the food at that. Get the sausage plate, man.
Yeah.
I mean, peppers and cheese and sausage. It's awesome. Anyway, I could talk all day. But yes, y'all go and see them every Saturday, 5:30.
Yeah.
Great music. Speaking of great music, Wednesday at Silver Dollar City, Bluegrass and Barbecue starts. It's the shortest festival of the year. Actually, I think it's kind of close with Festival of Wonder this year. They didn't start it
right
until the first week of April, you know, but they've got, you know, 60 bands or whatever coming.
It's a great festival. And now, you know, the temperatures are just right
mm-hmm.
and walking through the park and they layer on some different foods
yep.
that match, you know, obviously barbecue.
I tell you what, man, over years past, they've had these giant baked potatoes. Yeah. That they would just take and put like butter and sour cream and then the barbecue and the sauce and the cheese and the chives and all
you
that
know,
stuff.
You mention that every year. Let's go.
Dude, let's
tell
go.
Me.
We'll take a look at the list.
Yeah.
And we'll, because there's all kind of
maybe we'll record our segment out there into
yeah,
the
dude,
trees. And
Dole Lawson and Quicksilver playing. Ron and Vincent's playing. Ricky Skaggs is playing again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a great time to go out and have some bluegrass and barbecue at Silver Dollar City. Also, one quick thing. Friday night. Huge, huge, huge turnout for the Trace Atkins show at the Welk Resort Theater, and they announced that Trace is actually coming back in October
wow.
for a second night. Apparently, he's been here for the past 4 or 5 years and just continues to pick up numbers. And I actually went and saw the show Friday night for the first time, and I was kind of hesitant. That's not exactly my type of music.
Yeah.
Man, he put on a great show. I mean, it's tough to argue with why people come out. Well, man, he did. He put on a great
he's
show.
He's been doing it a long time. I'm sure he gets it.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. He's coming back and a lot of exciting things. More announcements coming up in weeks to come.
Yes, and they're going to be dynamite.
You know,
I'm so pleased with myself.
Just keep up with Josh if you can.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonCharlieSnews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK here locally. And then we wrap it up with a bow every weekend on this fine show.
We appreciate you, Josh Clark.
Thank you, sir.
Abilene. Prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women
Abilene, my Abilene.
From 1963, a number one hit song for George Hamilton IV, Abilene. We'll take a break here, but don't forget we have Down Home Country Area Appreciation right now through May 4th, every morning, 10 a.m. here at Grand Country. Call the box office at 417-335-2484. Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Hey, welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We appreciate you joining us this week for 1 hour of great classic country music.
Don't forget to email us at rewind@grandcountry.com and stay with us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest stars, the cast of New Jersey Nights, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
With this week's gospel song, here is New South of the Blackwood Brothers gospel classic, Give the World a Smile.
Give the world a smile each day,
a smile every day,
helping someone on life's way, from the paths of sin, and bring the wanderers into the master's fold to stay.
Help to cheer the lone and sad, and help to make some pilgrim glad.
So be that all the world might see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile. Bright, shining smile.
Are you giving to the world a smile? Helping lessen someone's dreary mile? Do you fill the world with song as through life you pass along, cheering those whom you may meet along life's way?
Cheer the lone and sad, and help to make some pilgrim glad.
Oh,
let your life so be that all the world might see the joy of serving Jesus with a
been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy.
Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.